Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, thanks, Paul Segretto. This is Deb Evans. And actually, tonight, Jack Monson is not on air with me. He is on assignment. He possibly is listening, so I'll just throw a shout-out to Jack. And, hey, Jack, I'm going to miss you tonight. But I have a special guest, somebody that I've known in franchising for a while, and very excited that Eric Bell with Franchise Gator is joining me tonight. He's general manager there out of You're out of Atlanta, aren't you, Eric?
I am. Good evening, Deb. How you doing?
Cool. I'm good. So we always have to cover the weather. And I have to tell you, I was just looking and watching the local news. I hope you don't have any family or friends out in the Tulsa, Oklahoma, but I do. So my eye is on the news and the tornadoes are hitting that area, but I think all is okay. But so what's the weather like in Atlanta this week?
It's getting to be spring around here, so the weather's turning nice, although we're still seeing a little rain. It's always teasing you around here, but I think we're finally turning a corner.
Cool. Cherry blossoms, right? Do you guys get cherry blossoms? Cool.
We do. They're starting to pop up. Yep.
All right. I love Atlanta. And fun when we have Frantech in Atlanta, but the Frantech this year under IFA, in case anybody's wondering, it's a great marketing and technology conference. It's going to be held in Dallas. Everybody thinks, oh, it's right up the road for you. It's still 4 hours from where I am, but so that's in October. I'm excited, and I hope to see you there. But tonight we're going to talk about franchise portals and lead generation, and probably what we should cover from the get-go is what's a portal? Why don't you go ahead and cover when we talk about portals, even though we use the lingo a lot in case somebody's tuned in and they're not sure what we mean by portals.
Yeah, it's such a common term in the franchising industry. A portal is essentially a directory of franchise and business opportunities, a website that lists hundreds of them. It's essentially a one-stop shop for a prospective business owner to browse hundreds of opportunities rather than rely on a series of individual search engine searches in an effort to find the right business.
Cool. Very good. And Franchise Gator is very simple, is one of those portals. So as I said when we actually loaded the show and you and I were talking about lead generation, coming out of IFA, the annual IFA International Franchise Association Convention in Vegas was held. You can't go to the convention, I think, ever without a hot topic, and the trending topic for franchisors is to be lead generation. Where do we get the leads? How do we get the leads? What portals do we join? What do we do as far as, how do we play in that landscape and how do we generate that? So we're going to listen to every word and tip you have to share with us tonight about this lead generation topic.
Boy, the pressure.
The pressure's on.
The pressure.
Tell us secrets, because what we share here on Social Geek Radio really won't go very far. Kidding. It's going to go
everywhere.
Wow, that's
everywhere. Really downplaying it.
Yeah, it's going to go everywhere. You have to give us your secrets.
Yeah, and the IFA, it really is a barometer for what's happening in the franchising world. And, there's some topics that come and go. Social media a couple years ago was it. That's what everybody wanted to know. How do you make headway in social media? But you're right, lead generation, it's always a topic. Everybody's always trying to improve, get better, see in what ways they can make some headway there. And the portals are really just they're a part of the bigger picture at this point. There was a time when portals were the focus for a lot of franchisors. And prior to that, the focus was on print. And since there's been a focus on trade shows and SEO and SEM, and as I mentioned, social media was a huge topic in the franchising space. I think the franchise industry has gotten wise and has stopped looking for the proverbial silver bullet at this point. And franchisors now understand that most means of advertising are just starting points that lead back to their franchise development website, and portals play a part in that. They generate a lot of leads directly from the site, obviously, but now it's just a bigger piece of the puzzle. Franchises are still advertising on print. They're still very heavy in social media and search engine optimization and pay-per-click. And portals do everything that those things are doing. They build brand awareness. They're trying to get in front of an audience, knowing where the audience is lurking. And while our focus, a portal, is mainly to capture the information and generate the lead, a big part of what we're doing now is, like I said, all those other channels are doing, driving traffic back to the website. So it's all a collective effort. And if you go to some of the conferences now, and I'm thinking specifically of the Leadership and Development Conference, they've stopped talking about each of these channels individually and more how all these channels are now working together, and everything is equally important.
Right. So, and you mentioned that, all the channels and social channels, and we've gone from, when you mentioned print, we've gone from lead generation and collateral and all the marketing that we have done within franchising or any kind of marketing, it all surrounded print. What can you get out? How many ads can you place? But we live in a social world today, and I love that you said there are franchisors that are still printing, collateral. I mean, I can't imagine that you're going to throw the ads out. You're never going to print an ad. But the marketing now online is so critical to, where they're going to find their next lead. Don't you agree?
Yeah, and it's changed the landscape of the shopper, the buyer. Mm-hmm. And you'll read, if you pull up any lead generation blog, a lot of the experts will talk about how back in the day, early 2000s and even prior, you were putting ads in the paper, you were getting people to fill out a form or a card, and they had to come to you for all the information. Nothing was at their fingertips. And as the internet obviously blew up and really changed the landscape, the shoppers, the prospective franchisees, they started doing a lot more research before they were actually reaching out and picking up the phone and talking to the franchisors. And that's probably been the biggest adjustment. There's a little bit less control, and you have to know what to put out there. Do you give too much information? Do you give a little bit of information and try and reel them in? What kind of information? How do you tell your story properly? And it really is just a much different landscape than it was, God, even 10 years ago at this point.
It's so funny because I totally forgot, way back, and I don't want to say way back when, but you said a card. You're right. It's like, wow. I do remember those days when we didn't have all these different portals, and you just hope somebody took that card and they filled it out, and you hope that it arrived in the mail. And it's like, oh, there it is. I had their contact information, which was a phone. It wasn't their email.
Exactly.
Anything else.
Yeah, it was like a little 3x5 that would fall out of a magazine, right? That's what people were filling out and sending back. That was our form of lead generation back then, huh?
That's funny. Yeah. Funny how quickly things change, and then processes have to change. And then, I'm curious, and I don't really know this fact, when did Franchise Gator come on board? How old is that organization?
2002. Was when first lead was generated. Franchise Gator's got a pretty cool story. I mean, if we're in the landscape of entrepreneurs, the guy who started Franchise Gator, his name is Kurt Robinson. He had he just had a little bit of insight into what was going on in the industry and decided to build his own portal and sat down in his basement and maxed out a credit card or two, and it really blew up. I came to Franchise Gator in 2005, so I missed some of the early periods. But from what I understand, it was a lot of fun. They really took off. They did a lot of great things. And this information is public. It's out there if you dig. But in 2006, he sold the company for $21.5 million. So only 4 years after generating his first lead. So, yeah, it was a pretty wild ride and a pretty amazing, successful story. Not bad, huh?
Wow.
Yeah,
no, not bad at all.
Lucky.
But look how long you've been there. That's great. And I knew that you've been with Gator for quite a while. So you've seen how things have changed. Any big changes within, you know, Franchise Gator is when you started in 2005 versus how you things are done now?
You know, probably the biggest change, and you know, it's really an ability to offer more insight. And it's really simple when you think about it. But one thing that we always known is that we've been bleeding traffic. That's sort of how we refer to it internally. And spillover traffic, people who come to our site. And we're only measured back in the day by how many leads we can deliver, by, you know, how many forms we can get to fill out. That was our only unit of measurement. So certainly it was a motivation for us to prove how valuable we are to our customers. But we knew that some people were coming to the site and simply using it as a form of gathering information. They would write down a couple names and then head over to the search engines and go from there. We would get no credit for it. And now that there's tracking and from tracking technology, pixel tracking technology available that we've adopted and implemented, we can now offer some pretty neat insight for our customers and let them know, hey, aside from X number of inquiries that we generated directly through the site, you know, I'm able to show you that you had, you know, a couple hundred visitors leave and go to your website, and a handful of them submitted a lead, and here are their names. We can even capture their names. And we were pretty excited when we first rolled that out, which at this point was maybe, it was about 6 or 7 years ago, come to think
wow.
of it. We're still perfecting it. We're still trying to make improvements. So it really, it took a while to really get going. But when we did this, we said, wow, this would be neat. I wonder how much traffic we're going to be able to show. And it turns out with some of our customers, I mean, we were sending hundreds of visitors to their site on a monthly basis. So you can imagine how excited we were about that, and, of course, how excited our customers
oh, yeah.
were to see those
mm-hmm.
stats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest innovation.
So today, what tips would you give to a franchisor that says, okay, you know, we need to investigate a portal and, you know, we need to get these leads in. What are some of the tips that you would give for a very good, you know, starting out franchise portal campaign?
First and foremost, make sure your website's in good working order, which I know on the surface it may seem like it has nothing to do with the actual portal campaign. But, you know, as we've been saying all along, a lot of these people they're either going to go directly to your website from Franchise Gator or shortly thereafter. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
on Franchise Gator, for those who aren't familiar with how portals work, we offer information on hundreds of companies, but all we're offering is a page of text and a couple pictures. So it's only enough to pique interest. If someone's interest has really piqued, their next step obviously is the website. So the website has to represent the brand well, tell your story, and converts traffic, you know, very well. So if your website really can't handle that, you know, I would get that in order before you start working on a portal. Beyond that, you have to have a good plan in place to follow up on each of the leads in an effort to get that first conversation. That's really what we're striving for. And there's two things to remember when working with a portal. One, if this prospect submitted more than one lead, then you're fighting for this person's attention, right? So if this person submitted three or four leads, then you have two or three other companies that are all fighting for this prospect's attention. And you also have to remember that a lot of these prospects are top of funnel. And if their knowledge of your opportunity is only that one page on the portal, you can't really deem them very qualified. They have just started gathering information. Their interest was piqued, as I said, and that's really the extent of it. You are, at that point, dealing with the information gatherer, right? So when you consider all that, and I sometimes hate going down this path because it makes it sound like we're not, you know, in the business of delivering good quality leads, and we certainly are. I just like to, you know, kind of paint the picture, make sure everybody understands that, hey, these can be top of funnel prospects, and because of that, you have to have a really good follow-up plan in place. You know, figure out how many times you're going to follow up on that prospect and call them and email. Have a good script for your voicemail. Have good content for your email. Don't make it too wordy, things like that. I've actually put together webinars that are, you know, an hour long, simply talking about the message in your voicemail, simply talking about the message in your email. So get your website together. Have a good, solid plan for following up on that lead once you get there.
So a question for you then. What are your thoughts on, okay, so the website, absolute, because you want to, I mean, everybody should be driving traffic to the website, and that's where they're going to get that critical and that information about the brand. But what are your thoughts as far as the other social platforms other than the website? Does it play any role in these prospects? Do you think that they're out there, okay, I've hit the website, now I'm going to go hit their Facebook page or LinkedIn, or what are you seeing there?
Absolutely, 100%. And I think what people need to understand is that your social media venues like Facebook and Twitter, they may not be responsible for generating a lead from a prospective franchisee. But more importantly, when you do get a lead, the first thing that this person is going to do is go check out your social presence. So if they go to your Facebook page and you have 4 likes, and you are a sub shop with, you know, 20 units up and down the East Coast, well, you're not doing a good job of promoting yourself. And they probably won't even pick up the phone. They've made their decision. working on social media with franchise development in mind really can be more about developing it for the consumer, you know, for your end user service or whoever uses your product, with the thought in mind that your prospective franchisees are going to see this, and that is making as much of an impression on them as anything in that franchise development sales process.
Perfect. Just what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I figured you would like that.
Well, you know, it's one of those, and it's what I preach and I try to share, but I always need to hear it from somebody else. But, yeah, we should know that today our prospects, anybody that's, whether it's a franchise lead prospect or it's somebody that wants to visit your store or your customer, they're going to check you out. And it's a website speaks volumes, but there are other channels too. So,
do you find franchisors are still resisting that?
I don't think they're resisting it. I don't think they're paying enough attention to it, or they're putting the wrong people. You know, they believe that it's in all good order. I mean, I can tell you, I just was at the Franchise Expo South and talking to a franchisor, and you know, we conversation always wraps around social by the time I talk to anybody. And they say, oh, yeah, our Twitter's great and our LinkedIn, and we've got this. And I said, oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you. And then I check it out and go, sure, your Twitter's great. You've been on Twitter since 2010 and you have 131 tweets. That's not so great.
Yeah, it's not a lot of effort there, is it?
To your booth, you know, your exhibiting. It's like, when and where did you tell anybody that you were here? Yeah, I could go on about that. But
It's hard. It's hard. I think people need to take it very seriously. It's not it can be a toy for the casual user, but if you're going to use it to conduct your business, you need to take it a lot more seriously than that.
Agreed. So now, struggles. I know franchisors, you know, we're just talking about, you know, what they believe is what they are doing and whether it's good or it's bad, but what are some of the biggest struggles that you see that franchisors have in their experience with trying to work with a franchise portal?
Well, as I mentioned before, a lot of the leads are top of funnel, and They're in that information gathering stage. A lot of folks in the franchise development world want a more qualified lead, and quite frankly, who wouldn't want a more qualified lead?
Right.
But the portal does tend to be that lead, the portal lead, tends to be very hard to make that first contact. You have to kiss a lot of frogs, right, as they say. a lot of companies, right, and franchise sales reps. I've had this. I've said this quite a bit over the years, so I've come up with all the analogies. A lot of companies, franchise sales reps, quite frankly, they don't have the patience to make the number of calls that it takes to convert one deal. They don't have the faith that that one deal is indeed around the corner. And without getting into specific stats, it can take a good number of leads to get, you know, a small percentage of good qualified leads that enter into your system in hopes of obviously making that one sale out of them. And quite frankly, when I do talk with customers who are successful with portal leads, and I learn about the stats, I hear what goes into, you know, just getting that one deal, it's hard for me to blame some other companies for not having the patience. And that's something that I say to them all the time. It can be tough. You know, the portal was once that silver bullet, you know, that I mentioned, but there is no silver bullet, and we know that. What everybody does always just need to remember, and this is just what I tell them, is yes, there's a process. It's like social media. It can be tough. So you got to, you know, buckle down, figure out what works, and then figure out if what does work fits within the bandwidth of your company. And always remember that historically speaking, there's just a lot of success to be had from advertising on the portals. And what I'm referring to is Franchise Media Update's most recent franchise development report. Internet was the number one source of franchise sales, and franchise portals were the most successful channel within the internet sales. So again, there's just a lot of success to be had with the portals. It's not a silver bullet. You have to just hunker down, have the patience, have a good process in place, and over time, if you're hitting all the averages and you got a good team, you should be seeing that level of success.
Right. So I have, it looks like a direct message from Twitter. Somebody's listening, and their question for you is, I am basically what they're saying is they're a new franchisor and not ready to invest funds yet to work with a franchise consultant or broker. I don't think many of the brokers actually like to be called brokers anymore, but let's call it a broker or consultant. And is your portal something that they should investigate and run ads through a franchise portal, but they're not using a franchise broker? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime I'm talking with someone who's new to franchising, the first thing that I tell them is exactly what we said before. Make sure your website's in,
right,
in working order. And if it's not, that's where your money needs to go. When I am talking with someone who's new, not just to franchise portals, but franchise sales as well, I will ask them about the follow-up process, you know, ask them to go through what happens when a lead comes in, and I'll try and coach them through that. And based upon that conversation, I'll try and let them know if they're ready to take portals on as well. But portals are probably the easiest way to generate leads. Again, though, it doesn't mean that everybody should just jump right in. You should understand what you're getting into, talk with your portal rep, and ask them, tell me a little bit about some of those that are successful with portals. What are they doing right? And make sure you're getting that feedback before you just jump into it.
Right. Very good. Very good. Well, there's a lot of great information on portals. I don't see any other questions that I may have missed. Let me just check the chat. Looks good. Why don't you, before, and we're just about coming down to the end of our time here, share your website information, Facebook, Twitter handles, anything so that folks can find you as well as Franchise Gator.
Well, the website is franchisegator.com, GATOR, and that's our Twitter handle as well, @FranchiseGator. I'm on Twitter. It's Eric_Bell, ERIC_BELL, although not very active on Twitter. I usually post more through our company account. However, I'm fairly active on LinkedIn, so look me up on LinkedIn and reach out to me. I love LinkedIn and participate in all the groups there, as I know
you
do as well.
I do, and we still have a few minutes, so I'm so glad you brought up LinkedIn. Suggestions for LinkedIn and for franchisors, any particular LinkedIn groups or something that they should be doing on LinkedIn to get their brand out there a little bit more visible? Anything you have to offer there?
Yeah, build a company page. I have just started doing some ad buying on LinkedIn. And it's fairly simple. I mean, it's nowhere near as complex as, you know, Google's AdWord tools.
Right.
Dabble around with that. It might be very affordable, and they give you an option to try and get in front of the right audience. And a lot of it's actually based on groups. Now, if you're talking about franchise development, you have to find the right group. And I personally have never done that. The advertising I was talking about was more for the franchisors and geared towards them. But on top of that, you want to make sure that your profile says the right thing. If you are in franchise development and you want a profile that speaks to people who might be buying a franchise, don't talk about, you know, your history and how long you've been in franchise sales, how many sales you've made, things like that. Talk about how you love helping people build their dream and create a lifestyle for themselves, things like that. If you use your LinkedIn profile to send the type of message that you know is going to get some ears to perk up. And then as far as the groups, I think, you know, I'm in so many, I got to be honest, sometimes I get the names of them mixed up, but I know franchise executive is that and that's one that you and Paul are very active in. Is that am I getting that one right?
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah, but if you go to the groups, do a search for franchise, you'll see the most popular ones still come up on page one, and they have the most members, and take advantage because LinkedIn is fantastic. The franchise community is awesome. People love sharing. They love helping each other out. I mean, you get reminded of that every time you're at the IFA show and any of the conferences, really. And LinkedIn is just more of that. And the franchise community loves working with newer franchisors and sharing what they've learned. I think it's ridiculous if you're not taking advantage of it.
Agree. Yeah, so get that company page done, and I'd say to anybody within the organization, certainly in the leadership, should have a strong LinkedIn profile because, as we said, prospects are going to be searching every tidbit they can find about that brand and certainly checking out franchisees as well when they start doing the validation. So we are coming down to less than a minute left. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. And
thank you.
And
this was fun.
Vouch for Franchise Gator. It's a great franchise portal. We've used it in the past in my previous franchise life as a franchisor. So reach out to Eric. I'd suggest anybody listening, reach out. If you've got any questions, I'm sure he'll take your call or email or connect with you. So, Eric, thank you so much. And I will see you at the next IFA event here real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Deb.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Good night.